All right, welcome back, Kasam fam. Once again, it's Kelly and Vesta, and we are super excited to come to you with another episode today.
Yes, most definitely. What's up, everybody? I hope y'all are having a wonderful day, because we are cheerful and joyful all at the same time.
Yes. I'm excited about today. So before we get started on the episode today, just want to do like a quick recap of our week. Kelly, what did you have going on this week?
Oh my goodness, it's been busy. Like, I swear, I feel like just time just shoots by me so fast. Like, all, like literally, especially with being a mom of two, just time just, it just goes. Like, it's not enough hours in a day. I am very for sure of that when you become a mom. It's not enough hours in a day. But no, I've just been preparing for, you know, my self-care trip. I'm super excited for that. Making sure the kiddos are good to go. And just also, you know, keep it in mind of just keeping the household running and functioning the way it needs to be, and just loving on King, loving on my babies. And that's just kind of how my week has been, and just being so excited for Kids Talks and motherhood, and the joy that it's been bringing to people that I have encountered, and just hearing the feedback. And I'm just utterly just grateful. Like, I can't even describe it. So even though it's been busy, it's been a good busy, and I'm grateful for it. I'm super grateful for it. So that's what you've been up to.
That's good. First of all, like I said, I'm jealous. I need to go with you.
Trustingly, we got some stuff coming up soon. You already know.
I was going to message you the other day. Like, we definitely got to get something in.
Definitely.
But, always has been good. Kind of busy, you know, like you said, it's the days really do fly by, and when it's time for us to record the next episode, I'm like, shoot, what day is it? It's time to put another one out, you know?
Yes, it does. It just happens, you know, like life really, and that's why I can tell for both of us that we're actually being present within the moment, because we're not fully keeping track of days. I mean, some people are more disciplined and things like that, which is kudos to y'all, but y'all, we out here, we really are just out here just living, and you know, it is a struggle, but we live in it. You know, we're living in this moment and being present, and that's the part, you know, that we definitely got to praise ourselves for being able to stay present, you know, with being stay-at-home moms, because that's
Help be present. Like, you cannot, especially with having little ones, like, mm-hmm. you cannot not be present having little ones. Like, you have to be engaged with them. Like, if mm-hmm. you are not, 2.5 seconds, they can do so much damage.
Yes.
The foundation off the home and everything. My goodness.
Seriously, like my youngest, Serenity, this girl, she is so quick, you know, like we could be walking to the room together, and all of a sudden I turn around, she's not there, and I come back, she's in the dog food. Like, she's trying to feed the dog food through the cage, and I'll be like, girl, come on, let's go. Stop. But they're so fast, they're so curious, and you know, like, you just get the chance to see that. And I feel like a lot of times as moms, we're always putting out fires. So that's probably why we lose track of time, because we're always stopping something from happening so it doesn't get worse.
Wow. Well, you guys, so today is a really good episode. I'm super excited. I noticed I use the word excited again. That's how I feel about Kids Talks and motherhood. On the last episode, Kelly, you mentioned that this is your self-care sometimes, you know, yes. that escape from adulthood, I mean, yes. from motherhood, to just yes. interact with another adult. And so mm-hmm. Today's episode, you guys, we are going to be talking about the
fourth trimester. Yes. And the importance of post care, like really
being able care, yeah.
Oh my goodness, like, it's so important. Because as pretty much right now, I feel like I'm in my my fourth trimester, even though my daughter's a year old now. it's quite funny. But no, it really does take time to really, you know, kind of keep in mind, and just things like that. But Vesta, if we want to just go ahead and just jump in there, tell me a little bit about when you had Eli, what your expectations were when it came to like your postpartum care. Like, did you need it or not so much? Or
okay, so I think for me, because I was aware of what could happen in the fourth trimester. I think I was semi-prepared for it.
Okay.
I believe the hardest part for me was not having a strong support system
when it
came to my postpartum care. And, you know, I'm not saying I didn't have, you know, family or friends at all, but I think I did have an expectation of what I thought my support system, you know, would be like when it came to helping me in, you know, my fourth trimester. And you guys, for those who don't know, when we say fourth trimester, technically that's the term for like the first 3 to 4 months after the baby, postpartum wise. So when we say fourth trimester, that's what we mean. But so my support system, like I said, it wasn't as strong as I thought it would be, but I was able to definitely manage and handle it. Of course, there were some, you know, tears that were shed, but having my husband, you know, by my side, helping me to deal and process with the changes that just took place. Like, I just birthed a human. I became a mom. This is something that was so new to me. I'm dealing with all these hormones, and of course, he doesn't fully understand.
No.
Best to, you know, just show compassion and empathize with me or whatnot. But yeah, so my fourth trimester, it was hard. I'm not gonna lie, it was hard, but I managed. I was able to manage it really well. And I believe the biggest thing I dealt with was just the anxiety of it all.
You
know, because I'm a first time mom. Mm-hmm. All right, what do I do with this baby? And then on top of breastfeeding, being new to that, like, how do I breastfeed? And you know, all the shenanigans that come with it. But I did, you know, I reached out, you know, when I needed help. Possibly could have done better at that. That's one thing I am learning about motherhood, is just not being afraid to ask for help. You know, not afraid to reach out, especially to other moms. Shout out to my tribe that, you know, was there for me to validate my feelings, to validate my emotions. You know, when it came to motherhood, you know, and let me know that, girl, you are not alone. This is normal. You are on track. And, you know, it gets easier, you know. So I am grateful for the experience. If we do have another one, I know what to expect and how to manage, you know, this time around.
I just to kind of piggyback off of that, you know, the idea of reaching out, you know, I feel like that's a big piece of it, because as we know, like, as Black women, you know, we're accustomed to being like, I can do this, I got this, you know, on my own and different things like that. But when you have a baby, it's like, yeah, I can do this on my own, but technically I really don't want to. So for you to like really distinguish, like, hey, maybe I could have reached out a little bit more, you know, that says a lot, because I know for me, that's like, it could feel very like, you know, you're very prideful in a sense, because you're like, I got this, I can do it by myself. But then when you get that break and you're like, wow, I didn't even realize I needed it. And I'm just so, I'm so happy. I don't know what to do with myself right now. Like, what do I do? Like, what do I do with this free time? And it's because it's like, okay, let's kind of put a little bit of our pride aside and be like, hey, let's get this help. Let's get that support, because we can super, you know, really use it and maintain whatever it is that's kind of taking place. So I definitely praise you for the fact of being able to say, hey, this was something that I learned. Like, I know for a fact that if I actually really need it, I'm going to call on for it. like, I'm not going to wait around, just be over here sitting and crying in the bathroom while the baby.
Right, exactly.
it's like, no.
Help me.
Like, no, I don't want to do that. But I will, like I said, kind of piggyback off of that too, again, is that when it comes to having, like, let's say if you guys decide to have another one, and the idea of the fourth trimester is going to be probably a little bit different. And I would say in ways, because, you know, you are more, you know, mentally prepared as to what this will look like. You know, you're like, okay, the expectations versus the reality.
Right.
Like, I know the difference. So I won't, you know, put it up to too high of a standard. And you'll just be so ready. And I felt especially with my daughter, like I was prepared, you know. I was like, yes, this is where it's at, you know, I can do this, because it was just us, you know, because we're, you know, a different state from the family and different things like that, so it was just us, that's all we had. And at pieces of it, I was very grateful for it just being us, because we had to learn what it is that the baby needed, because the hardest part of it with having more than one child is the older child, keeping them entertained and trying to do certain things. And I feel like that conversation, you know, really is not had enough, especially if you're a mom of multiple children, you know, what that fourth trimester looks like for you, because it's different than, you know, moms of just one baby.
They're older, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's different. And I feel like that's a whole conversation within itself too, because it's like, okay, how do I manage now two kids, let alone just the one, and try to stay sane? It's like, you're like, where is all my emotions? It's like, okay, stop. It's like, okay, body, come together. Like, put the blood back to the head. Give me the blood back to the head. So it's all those different things.
So you mentioned that the second time around that you were grateful to not have that strong support. Is that what you meant?
So I would say it like this. My little guy. He is my little guy. So okay. When he was born, you know, my whole labor and delivery was totally different compared to my second.
Right.
I had an abdominal surgery because he was born via cesarean. So I physically, you know, really needed that support because my mobility was much more limited.
Gotcha.
So even though I had it, I still really didn't even utilize it as much as I could have, because he was really a very calm baby. And I laugh because I feel like because I was on so many medications with him, so of course he was very, very calm. So he was very, very calm, very, very chill. And, you know, our transition to doing different things, he was easy to maneuver with, you know. But with my daughter, my labor and delivery was so, it was a spontaneous labor and delivery, because that's something I was going for, because I really put in my mind I was going to have a VBAC, which is a vaginal birth after cesarean. So my healing process was much faster, and I felt better literally as soon as she came out. I was like, oh, okay. And then they got the placenta out, and I was like, oh, okay, this is what I was able to
more in, you know,
currently. And, you know, it was like I had more energy. And in fact, I was even just able to go to the bathroom as soon as I had her by myself and not be stuck to a catheter. I was like, oh, I can do this. So I felt, like I said, I was more just prepared. And so for me, having the immediate help, like, it would have been great, but it wasn't like, it wasn't as needed, because I physically
was able to do more than the first round.
I was able to do way more. But my mom did. She came out to visit and help us out the week after the baby was born, and she stayed for like almost a week. And it was so beautiful. I was like, I didn't even realize I needed it. Listen, I was like, look, you take the 2-year-old, because he was two. I was like, you take the 2-year-old, right, and I'll just keep the baby, because the baby slept. You know, babies are easy. They sleep.
You know, one thing I learned too, I believe I got to moving too fast, because I had a vaginal delivery, I think I spent maybe 2 days in the hospital, going home. So I think it was probably I did have an epidural at the last minute. So I think it was the drugs that was possibly still, you know, wearing off to where I got home, and I still felt like, oh, I'm good. Like I can handle this. I can cook, I can clean, all this stuff. And then a few days after being at home, I started to really feel the effects of my body. And I'm like, okay, you need to slow down. Like, get off your feet, kick your feet up, let the husband do this, you know, call your auntie, call your mama, call your friend, call your cousin, you know, help you out a little bit. But I think that's one of the things I definitely learned, is to just take my time getting back into my routine, or getting adjusted to my new normal, you know?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And I support that 100%, because I feel like, I don't know if those parts were really on my mind or not, to like really clean and stuff like that. I would say probably when Serenity was born, maybe a month into it, you know, I feel like, hey, maybe I can start trying to do certain things. And I kept her wrapped around my body to be able to be a little bit more mobile and kind of do more of an interaction. But I didn't put the pressure on myself, because I realized, like, it'll get done, you know.
We did a week.
Seriously, like, I was just like, I'm not going to stress. Like, I promise you. Like, and I think a lot of times as moms, we're so hard on ourselves because we feel like we have to get certain things done. And I'm just like, for what? Like, that's what you got your village for. Like, have them. Right. They wanna, look, if you want to come really do something for me, come help me clean my house.
Bring me something to eat, you know. You can count on one hand how many times. Somebody brought me something to eat. You know, it was helpful, but like I said in the beginning, I had an expectation that just wasn't the reality. You know, and I'm cool with it. It's yeah.
Because look at you guys now. You're much stronger as probably as a unit, really knowing like the ins and outs of, you know, what it takes to make sure that your little guy is doing well. So like, if anything, like I look at it as y'all are just prepared. So that means like, let's just say y'all decide to up and move to Africa. Y'all good.
Right.
It's a tool, y'all. And y'all would, seriously. And y'all would just make it. And just different things like that. But I know we've talked about a few times amongst ourselves about other cultures and what it looks like for them when they receive that type of support after they have the baby. And I remember you telling me about a good friend of yours, but I'll let you go ahead and share that.
I had a coworker she mentioned to me, she's of a different nationality. She mentioned to me shortly after, she had the baby, her parents or her mom pretty much like just moved in, you know, with them. And for her culture, it was normal to just have the mother to rest. The mother was just supposed to be in the bed. Mom or whoever is supposed to help with the baby. And so pretty much she told me like her mom spent every waking minute with them to, make sure the baby was okay, to feed her, to make sure her postpartum healing was taking place correctly. And I'm like, dang, like that must have been really nice to have someone there 24/7. My husband, he was there the first 2 weeks. He had 2 weeks off, I believe.
Nice.
But after that, it was me and the baby. And it was whoever could stop by when I needed them. You know, and we've previously mentioned too, Kelly, that I guess what? The change in postpartum care today compared to previous generations is the village looks different. You know?
Yes, it does.
We have grandparents that are still working. There are no more like intergenerational family units, you know. So that could definitely play a part in just why support looks different today for some people.
Definitely.
But, I was definitely shocked and just taken back at her postpartum recovery, you know, and when she was telling me about it. So,
and you know, that's it's amazing to just hear that a lot of cultures still do things like that, you know, and they have that village to be able to call upon and things of that nature. And I just hope for our sake, our next go around, that we get the opportunity to really experience that village type of vibe. That's really a hope I do have, because I love the idea of having the grandparents there, because they do have a lot to teach, and not just to be like, oh, give, you know, mommy a break, but they have a lot to teach, and they give a different type of love than parents do.
Love their grandchildren. They like a video call every day almost from my mom.
But yeah, for real, like it is just sometimes you as parents you get kind of sick and you're just like, listen, stop spoiling because they got to come home with me. But they're like, I'm grandparent, so it doesn't matter, I can do whatever I want. I'm like, technically that's true, but if you wanted more kids, have more kids. But that's another story for another day. But no, I definitely I really do hope that for us next go round, that we get a chance to really experience that village and be able to say what the difference was like for us, and you know, to be able to really recover, you know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like it has to take us four times as long to recover compared to what we need to, or just, you know, how do I say this?
You don't have so much on your mind.
Yes, you know, yes.
You're thinking about so much, and like I say, even with my postpartum anxiety, like I'm worrying about this, I'm worrying about that. Am I doing this right? Am I doing this right? Mm-hmm. It would be nice to have maybe a veteran mom physically here with me to just kind of really guide me in a sense and just kind of let me know, you know, like I said before, this is normal, or you got this, or, you know, I'm here with you and supporting you, you know, while you're experiencing these changes or whatnot.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree, because I feel like when your little guy was born, I think we were living in Colorado. I think we were living out of state, if I'm not mistaken, when your little guy was born. So like I missed out, like a lot of my friends who've had kiddos, I missed out because I was always living in different places. So I was always trying to catch as much as I could when they were small enough, you know, trying to come by. But, you know, I just even think within our just peer group of things like that, like we could potentially do better with each other. And that's why, you know, pretty much why Kids Talks and Motherhood is here. So to be able to create that, like we tell you guys all the times, like we talk back. If you talk to us, we definitely talk back. That's what, you know, we're here to encourage, because we know the difficulties, we know the joys, we know all of that, and what you get and what you feel, like a lot of things that we haven't had a chance to share. But trust and believe me, we understand, you know, from being that first time mom and seeing that first ultrasound with that baby's heartbeat. Like we know, you know, we know all of it. Or when that baby arrives, it's just like, wow, I've carried this, I've housed this for 9 to 10 months, however you look at it. And look at what has come about. So let's, you know, our message to you guys is, let's be supportive to those moms out there who are getting ready to deliver. They might say things like, they don't need help, but just be there for them and just be patient with them, to the point that you just come over and just be like, hey, let me go get your mail for the mailbox.
Exactly. You know, that just made me think about this post I've been seeing circulating on Instagram. Be the friend that you needed when I guess you had a newborn, something like that.
Ooh.
And yeah, like you said, it's okay to reach out. Of course, you know, there is a new mom etiquette or whatnot. Yes. Always reach out before making a
decision. Yes, don't pop up. Like,
but offer support, offer a helping hand, like Kelly said. You know, is there something that you need? Is there an errand I can run for you? Do you need me to bring you some food or pick up the mail? Anything like that. Like moms need the support. New moms need that support. We may not say it, but we need it.
Most definitely. But yes, remember, since Vesta mentioned IG, we're on IG, guys. Follow us. Like a post, send us a message, or as like Vesta like to say, get up in the DMs.
Right.
You can reach us at KSA_motherhood on Instagram, and as well we have email, so you can reach us at twomoms@ksam.info.
Yes, reach out, you guys. We love to hear the feedback. We love to hear comments. I got a feedback this past week from someone who listens to our podcast, and she just, you know, told me how much she enjoyed it. And so we are really grateful, you guys, for all of the support and helping this podcast grow. So thank you guys so much.
Definitely. And you all have an amazing week. Peace.